We are looking for reasons to believe, baby. The Colts are going to visit Buffalo this weekend, and the Colts need a win. The Colts are 5-5. They've got this game against Buffalo. They're a half game back in the wild card. However, there are a lot of teams in that half game back area, right? The Colts are tied with two of them. You got three, a half game ahead. You've got the Patriots, another half game ahead. It is all on the Colts to continue to win. There are reasons to believe that maybe the Colts are going to be able to do that this weekend. Here are some of them as the Colts look ahead to that game this weekend. By the way, this is Inside Indiana Sports Now with Ken Sterling. It's Tuesday, November 16th, 2021. We are brought to you by the great people at mybookie.ag. Go to mybookie.ag, use Kent Sterling as the promo code, and you get a bonus. And if you refer friends, you get more bonuses. Bonuses are popping, baby, and that's what we're looking for this Sunday as the Colts visit Buffalo. Here are some reasons to believe in the Colts. All right, in each of the last 2 weeks, four teams have beaten division leaders. Four teams with 500 or worse records have beaten division leaders. The Colts were at 500. The Buffalo Bills are a division leader. All right. This is the seventh rematch of two teams who played against each other in the 2020 playoffs. The Colts, of course, lost to the Bills in the wild card round of the playoffs, 27-24. We all remember that game. In four of the previous six games that are playoff rematches that have been played in the 2021 season, four of them have gone to the team looking for vengeance. The latest was Washington beating Tampa Bay over the weekend. There are other things to look for this weekend as the Colts take on the Buffalo Bills. These are on KentSterling.com, by the way, and I researched these myself. Pressure is key. Josh Allen has been sacked three or more times in a game three times this season. All three of those games, losses for the Buffalo Bills. In fact, those three games are the only losses for the Buffalo Bills. Jonathan Taylor. When Jonathan Taylor, and this we've talked about a million times, Jonathan Taylor runs for 80 or more yards. The Colts are 11-0 since Taylor came into the league as a second-round draft pick in 2020. When he doesn't get to 80 yards, the Colts, for a calendar year back, are 0-7 in those games. And that includes the weekend that Taylor missed because he was on the COVID list. They are getting hot for a trip to the tundra. In the last seven games, did you know that the Colts in regulation are undefeated? They are 5-0-2 in regulation. Now, overtime hadn't been kind to them. They have lost the two overtime games. But as far as playing the first 60 minutes of the game, the Colts haven't lost, not in the last seven games. I know this isn't necessarily a positive, but the Colts, they are very, very successful against weak teams. We know that. The Colts have not beaten a team in 2021 that currently has a winning record, and the last team that finished a season with a winning record that the Colts beat, that goes back a calendar year to the Green Bay Packers. The Colts beat them in overtime. The forecast is favorable in Buffalo. High of 48, partly cloudy skies. At least that's the way it looks right now, according to meteorologists and weather.com. Last time that the Colts played in Buffalo, they played in front of 6,772 fans. Might be a reason that the Colts did so well in Buffalo last year and had a chance to win that game down three with the ball and 2.5 minutes left. This weekend, multiply the number of people in the stadium by 10 and multiply the amount of sound as the Colts face tough third downs by 10. That's not necessarily a positive, but it is true. Allen can run too. Allen last year was the leading rusher in the wild card game for the Bills. He had 11 carries for 54 yards and a touchdown. You got to not just get to Allen, You've got to hem him in the pocket. You cannot let him get loose out of the pocket. So Kwadipe, Dia Odangbo, DeForest Buckner, Grover Stewart, all those guys, Al-Kadeen Muhammad, you have got to keep your lanes. And you have got to have gap integrity, or Josh Allen is going to move the sticks on a down where you did really well in coverage and you really gave him no option other than to run. You have got to stop Stephon Diggs. Diggs, twice this year, has caught balls for more than 100 yards. Only twice. But in those two games, the Bills have outscored their opponents 85-17. The race is to 26. This is kind of interesting. The Bills have allowed opponents to score more than 21 points twice and lost both those games. The Colts have scored more than 25 points five times and have won four of those games. The Colts get to 26. They got a pretty good chance. The game that they lost where they scored more than 26 was against the Titans. The game where the Bills scored enough points you would think to win, they lost to the Titans. Both teams have lost to the Titans this year, 34-31. Both kickers are money. If it comes down to kicking, both make, right? Badgley has not missed for the Colts. He hasn't tried anything beyond 42 yards. Tyler Bass has been really, really good for the Bills. He's missed one kick. He's 19 of 20 kicking field goals. He's 29 of 29 in extra points, something like that. Anyway, put some Heinz 57 on it, or transpose the 57, and he gets 75. That's the number of yards that Nyheim Hines ran for last year against the Buffalo Bills. The Colts, they ran for better than 160 yards last year against the Bills. That is a whole lot of yards against a team that does not give up yards. They've given up 100 or more twice this year, the Bills have. That 163 is the most that the Bills have given up in a long, long time. The highest since the Cardinals beat the Bills in Arizona last year. Nyheim Hines, if he can get right, and that's how they got to 163. Jonathan Taylor, 78, just short of the 80 he needed to guarantee that the Colts win. Because we know that if Jonathan Taylor runs for 80, it's celebration time in Central Indiana. So that's what we've got this weekend. And that's a lot of numbers and nonsense. It's all arcane. It's all trivial. None of it matters a damn as to how this game's going to transpire over the weekend, but they're all kind of interesting, and we get excited on Tuesdays. It's a day before Optimism Wednesday. It's 5 days before the game. We get the first injury report tomorrow. Get to see what Quentin Nelson is doing. I am almost certain that Quentin Nelson is not going to practice tomorrow. He's going to find a way to play on Sunday, but that's going to take some rest and some treatment this week to get him where he can play 60 minutes. That's important as the Colts look ahead to this game, which they need to win. If you lose this game, you go to 5-6. At 5-6, you've got to finish 5-1 in order to get to 10-7. And if you don't get to 10-7, you're not going to the playoffs. 9-8 is not going to the playoffs. And if the Colts lose this game against the Bills, that is key to the conference record tiebreaker that is going to come into play for that seventh wild card. All right, this would be only the seventh time in NFL history that a team started 0-3 and made the playoffs. The only time in the last 22 seasons that it's happened, the Houston Texans started 0-3. They finished well. They went to the playoffs, and that was in 2018. So this doesn't happen very often. 0-3 to the playoffs. You almost completely paint yourself into a corner. Somehow, some way, and the schedule has contributed to that. You knew when you saw the schedule, right, that the first five games were going to be tough, and you were hoping to win two. We talked about that before the season started. If you went 2-3 in the first five, you felt pretty good, because then it kind of loosens up with games against Houston and games against Jacksonville, games against the Raiders, not necessarily too tough. In that first three, you had that game against Miami. The game against the 49ers, you really didn't know what it was going to be. Wound up being a win. You got to find away after that 0-3 to cobble together enough wins to get to 10. That's really, really hard. That is not an easy thing to do, and the Colts are trying to get that done. What we're trying to do is keep this interesting as long as possible, right, to be honest. Not just me, and not just people in media, but fans, right? We want to have meaningful Sundays. And until the Colts are mathematically eliminated, you got a shot. The Colts losing this game this weekend would really remove almost any opportunity that they would have to make the playoffs. Right now, according to 538.com, Colts have a 46% chance to make the playoffs. That's basically a coin flip. You lose this game, you probably back that off to 25%, and you put yourself in a position where you have got to beat the Buccaneers the following week at Lucas Oil Stadium. If you get to 5-7, then to get to 10-7, I know this is complicated math, to get to 10-7, you got to run the table. Five games, run the table against some pretty good teams, including the Jacksonville Jaguars on January 9th, the last game of the regular season. That is going to be a tough game. The Jacksonville Jaguars are going to be a pain in the ass for the Indianapolis Colts moving forward. Urban Meyer is going to get that thing right. You saw it. They didn't quit. Could have laid down. Colts upped 17-0 in the first quarter. And they could have backed off and said, you know, it's not our week. This town sucks. The weather's terrible. There's no nightlife. We're not having any fun at all in Indianapolis. Let's just go home to Jacksonville, which sucks too. They didn't. Miles Jack played his ass off in the second half, and the Jacksonville Jaguars put themselves in a position where they almost came back from the dead. That is going to be a good team, and Lawrence is going to be a really good quarterback in the NFL. You may think so, or may not think so, but I'm telling you, it is. And tomorrow, they're going to peel back the curtain at West 56th Street. Hard Knocks is going to show us what goes on inside those walls during a game week in a way we've never seen before. And it's going to be really, really interesting to us. And the Colts, what the Colts didn't understand when they said yes to this thing is that they aren't going to be in control of the messaging. And they may think that they look like a completely kind of sane organization and very, very professional in the way they do everything. But HBO doesn't roll into these places and not find conflict and not find drama, because drama is what moves the needle in terms of ratings. So they're going to find drama, and it ain't going to be all, let's go to Riley's and show the Colts giving out toys to kids for Christmas. That isn't going to be, that may be a small sliver of one episode of Hard Knocks, but other than that, this is going to be about the turmoil and chaos within that building as the season transpires from week to week to week. It is going to peel back the curtain in a way that the Colts aren't going to be able to control, and I guarantee you they're going to regret this. The best case scenario in a Hard Knocks is that nothing happens. You are completely, you are barren where it comes to drama and chaos and turmoil. And there isn't any. And everybody's walking around with smiles on their face. And you look like, you know, pod people. You're just vapidly happy all the time. That isn't what's going to happen. This is a volatile situation. You're going to see volatility. And you're going to see weakness exposed. And once that happens, it is really, really hard to make us forget it. You can't have us unlearn what we're going to see beginning tomorrow night, 10 o'clock, on HBO, and that presents a very, very difficult decision for us, because we've got this a difficult decision too. You got Butler playing against Michigan State at historic Hinkle Fieldhouse at 7 o'clock on Fox Sports 1. You've also got the Pacers playing at, I think it's Detroit tomorrow night. That game at 7 o'clock on Bally Sports. And then you've got at 9 o'clock Indiana, also on Fox Sports 1, playing against St. John's at Simon Scott Assembly Hall. And at 10 o'clock, you got Hard Knocks. So what are we going to choose? You got a decision to make at 7. Then at 9 o'clock, you just get to watch Indiana. And then at 10 o'clock, you got to choose whether you're going to watch Hard Knocks or Indiana. You could watch Indiana to the finish, record Hard Knocks, I suppose, but I want to see it live, so I got a tough decision to make. I do not miss Indiana basketball ever. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning. Breakfast with Kent. I can't wait. This is such a cool week. It's like a playoff week. I don't dig into the numbers like every single week because I don't think people care. And I don't care. However, this week, we're digging into the numbers and trying to figure out reasons that Optimism Wednesday, beginning tomorrow morning with Breakfast with Kent, is compelling and interesting. And there are actual reasons to believe that the Colts have an opportunity in Buffalo to get that win. You look at it on paper and you say, Buffalo is badass, man. They do not give up points and they do not give up yards and they don't give up first downs and they don't let you convert third downs while they convert third downs at a really, really high rate. They are a tough football team. They got a great defense and they got a terrific quarterback and an elite level wide receiver. That makes it difficult. However, tomorrow's Optimism Wednesday, and we don't care about difficult. What we care about is optimism. So we're going to figure out what that looks like, and we'll do that tomorrow morning, Breakfast with Kent. Cannot wait to talk to you then. And what a day. What a night of sports we got tomorrow night. Better sleep tight tonight, babies.